Toi hauora kōrero te wā, Māori models of health and wellbeing to elevate Māori. The initial public health response to COVID-19, focusing on tinana, our physical health, might make us feel temporarily out of balance. Using a Māori model of health and wellbeing, such as Te Whare Tapawhā, can help us to consider our whole being. This includes our taha hinengaro, mental and emotional wellbeing, taha wairua, spiritual wellbeing, and taha whānau, social wellbeing. Central to wellbeing from a Māori worldview is the concept of Māori, vitality. Different states of Māori can help to explain different levels of wellbeing. For example, Māori noho, languishing, Māori rere, unsettled, Māori oho, activated, Māori tau, in balance, Māori ora, flourishing. Māori noho. Self-isolation might affect taha whānau and make us feel separated and vulnerable. Maintain connection with others by phone and online. Young children still need physical contact and attention. Our kaumātua, those with compromised immunity and pre-existing conditions, and single parents also need our help and support. Māori rere. The rapid change surrounding the virus might affect taha hinengaro and make us feel overwhelmed. This might present as a lack of appetite, feeling tired, irrational, emotional, stressed, anxious, worried, scared, or have vivid dreams. Children often feel anxiety in their puku and may complain of a sore puku or a sore head. Withdraw, act babyish, be clingy, or wet the bed. Reduce exposure to non-urgent updates about the virus. Acknowledge feelings. Emphasize proactive measures such as washing hands, surfaces, physical distancing, and isolation. Maintain routine. Do what brings happiness, such as waiata and kanikani. Māori oho. We have been planning and preparing to reduce the spread of the virus in Aotearoa. This hyper-awareness will lessen as we settle into isolation and follow public health and civil defence protocol. While we initially expect the number of cases of the virus confirmed to increase exponentially and for it to be transmitted in the community, our immediate action will lessen the spread and the impact long-term. Māori tau. The learning from previous crises such as the 1918 influenza and the Christchurch earthquake, as well as learning from other countries' responses, means that we are well informed, well prepared, and proactive in our response to the virus. Māori ora. Māori models of health and wellbeing help us to focus on balance in order to flourish and be well. The five ways to wellbeing can also help to achieve Māori ora. Number one. Connect with others by phone and online. 2. Give patience, understanding, reassurance, help. 3. Take notice of your feelings and actions. Write it down. Talk about it. Seek help. 4. Keep learning about resiliency. 5. Be active. Get outside for fresh air and to be in nature. This is a time to focus on well-being and being with whānau at home. Most internet providers have temporarily increased data. Most television providers have made available additional channels and children's movies. Basic Zoom account limitation of 45 minutes has been lifted. The health and well-being apps are making available free activities such as online reading, exercise classes, yoga, and mindfulness activities. There are also many suggestions for activities for children of different ages and abilities available online. We will consider how the focus on the respiratory systems of COVID-19 can be understood through our connection with Tāwhiri Mātia, Atu of Hau, and how to maintain balance in our hauora in our upcoming Toi Hauora Kōrero Te Wā. Tēnā tātou.